the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Right now, I got a $50 gift certificate to the aforementioned Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. All right, checking in at
number 5.
Hillary Clinton in Philadelphia. Temple University reaching out to millennials.
It shouldn't be about birth certificates or name-calling or stunts to get on the cable news. You want something to vote for, not just against. Optimism, not resentment. Answers, not anger. Ideas, not insults. Bridges, not walls.
Struggling to get the millennials to jump on board. Polls show she's got about 31% of them right now, and that Obama captured 60% of that voting bloc back in 2012. So,
feel the burn. Is he still in it?
You know what's funny? Bernie Sanders actually tweeted out something about Wall Street banks today, and I thought in the midst of everything going on in the world, that was such an odd thing. He went after bankers today.
What's going on in the outside right. world that I should know about, Anna DeVlantis?
Well, Bernie, I know that you're really, you know, into the going after the Wall Street bankers, and you may have a very, very strong point there. But it just seems like today, you know, with uncertainty, with terrorism, and
the Bears game
thing, that the Bears game, we've got dueling
I don't
press conferences.
Know what else you're talking about. The biggest crime is the fact that Wall Street, the one percenters, are taking all of our money and spending it on cocaine.
All right, Bernie.
Okay. All right.
Feel the burn.
Yep. Checking in at
number 4.
Donald Trump in Fort Myers, Florida today, in the wake of the terror attacks, says that we need to change the immigration system.
Obama, Clinton have been silent about Islamic terrorism for many years. That's not lessened the recruiting, but it's increased it. That's what's really happened. It's increased. It's weakness invites aggression. We're weak. Weakness invites aggression. And silence in the face of a brutal enemy, and they have become brutal because we've allowed them to become brutal. It allows it to spread, and that's what's happening all over the world.
Talking tough on terrorism.
Okay, there's more.
We're presiding over something that the world has not seen. The level of evil is unbelievable. When we went to high school and we went to college, we'd study medieval times. That's when they chopped off heads.
What?
Well, we're in medieval times. That's what we are.
So what follows from that? We start
I'm not quite sure. I'm not. Well, I don't know what he's.
He's talking about ISIS. When we were in college, videos.
Yeah, I understand. Yes, so they're chopping
college.
Off
we
heads,
studied medieval times.
I thought we were supposed to learn from our mistakes.
And well, is he saying that in college we studied medieval times?
Yes.
Or is it? By the way, I want to point out. I bought medieval times. I really enjoy the horse shows.
Good chicken.
It's very good. Yes, very good.
Entertaining.
It's actually
Cornish
game hen. If you must know the truth. Kevin Powell.
Just like we named our enemy in the Cold War, so too must we name our enemy today. Clinton's comments might not fit the far left think tanks, but they have no place for someone seeking a job as commander in chief. They aren't just naive, but reckless. And they're beneath the high standards of the office that she is seeking.
You know, it's interesting. We were listening to a little bit of that speech earlier today, and he was mm-hmm. off his teleprompter. But there he was back on the teleprompter and got lost in his teleprompter. Do you notice that? He's kind of
He was
emphasizing the wrong syllable, basically, is what he was doing.
Right.
And so it was like the wrong word. So it kind of lost its meaning because he's, again, reading it for the first time. That's a good idea.
whatever he's been doing lately is working. If you look at the polls and how in the swing states, they're in a dead heat right now in several of the key ones that showed Clinton ahead by, you know, 3 or 4 points.
He said the guy that was shot today by police and been arrested in connection with the New Jersey and New York bombings, mm-hmm. Is getting room service in his hospital.
He said, I bet they're going to give him a lawyer and they're going to put him in a nice place, in a nice hospital where he get room service and he's going to get great treatment. We're being so soft on these guys.
But what would he suggest? I mean, he's saying that we need to treat these guys like enemy combatants.
I think he suggested we behead them.
Yes.
That's what I think I heard there too, Judy.
But before a trial? Or we have a trial?
Yeah,
a trial.
A speedy trial within a week.
Mm-hmm. The trial like they had in the medieval times.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we
those
study
kind
that?
Of trials.
Well, is he referring to the Crusades? Because they were lopping the heads off of Muslims during that. Right? Wasn't that the way that was going?
You think he's thinking that deep about it?
I don't think he is fully familiar with what goes on there. I don't know.
Thinking? Who said the word thinking? He's just reading.
Not particularly well, either. Now, wait a second. That is unfair. So true.
Okay.
So true. Sad. Sad. Sad, Judy.
It's terrible. I don't know about you guys, but every time I hear a Donald Trump press conference now or speech, all I can hear is you saying that stuff. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So sad.
It doesn't get out of my head.
So sad. He did it a bunch of times today where we walk away with it. You know what? I'm totally right. He's going to win this thing. You better get used to this Trump impression because you're going to be hearing it for the next 4 years plus.
There's still some time, Hero. Debates are 1 week from tonight, and I think that will be a pivotal moment in this campaign. We'll learn a lot.
Unless I quit. I could always quit. I could win, and then I'll give it to what's his name? The guy that's running with me with the white hair. What is his name? That guy kind of annoys me.
Who cares? He's just
I know.
The vice
who cares?
President.
I saw his name on my plane. I'm like, take that off, okay? He's not running.
Steal some of your thunder.
Who is paying for this plane? So true. And so sad. Top 5 of 5 continues right here. But first, Anna tells us this important piece of information.
I do indeed have something important to tell you. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick. Just might be Chicago's best.
All right. Checking in at
number 3.
As the top 5 at 5 continues, we run down top 5 news stories and or cultural events and or wackinesses that we find. And we found plenty of wackinesses
there
last night.
Really is a lot to choose from.
If you were watching Channel 7 last night, you see that they did an interview with this woman who was in the Uber, and she was trying to get the guy to pull over, and he wouldn't pull over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did see that. There's video, isn't there? She took some video from inside the Uber car.
And then he tries to grab her phone, and then he was mad at her, and she was mad at him, and he tried to let her off on Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, you can't do that.
No. And he claims that she missed her exit because she was on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of the street.
This is a sidewalk right here.
This is not a sidewalk for pedestrians.
Well, I'm going to pick up Kristen, so I don't know where you're going.
That's fine.
You know,
and you're gonna let me off on a sidewalk. Where's pedestrians? No, I'm not getting out because there's no sidewalk.
Okay. Well, you missed about 10 sidewalks.
Right, okay.
Get off the phone. Pay attention to what you're doing.
This is the Uber driver.
You know, this is the passenger who don't know
with
what she's doing.
Escape, all this. Don't touch my phone. Don't touch my phone. Don't touch my phone.
Get out my car right now.
No, I'm not getting out. I'm not getting out. No, I'm not. Don't touch me. Call the cops.
Get out.
Call the cops.
I don't need to call the cops.
All right.
At first, they sounded like a married couple, and then it sort
of broke
from there.
She claims that he beat her up too. She does show some scratches and stuff like that she says she engaged. She's suing Uber. Uber says they've removed the guy from the platform. And it's just weird.
He was attacking her for not knowing what she's doing. What are you supposed to do as a passenger? You have to preload your destination, don't you?
Preloaded the destination.
So it should just guide him there.
I don't know. Anyway, Uber says they're taking care of it. They had a rapid response team.
Good. Glad they took care of
it. I wonder how many stars that guy's going to get. Not many.
I'm guessing zero.
Checking in at
number 2.
Emmy Awards last night. Courtney B. Vance won the award for Outstanding Lead Actor in The People versus O.J. Simpson, an American crime story. And I got to tell you, I mean, it was an interesting, it was interesting because he was up against Cuba Gooding, who played OJ. Right. And, mm-hmm. and that's, and Courtney B. Vance is the guy who should have won. He played Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran. Right.
And he definitely, I mean, Cuba Gooding was good in it, but it wasn't great. Courtney B. Vance, I thought I was watching Johnny Cochran.
I didn't know Johnny. I'd met him one time at a party, but I was a young actor and he was Johnny Cochran. So I was, it was an educational process for me every day when I, when the scripts came in, I said, wow, where are we going to go today?
I never saw this that series. I know you loved it, and it received so many awards last night.
It did.
People versus OJ.
It's kind of good and bad all at the same time, too. I mean, it's not perfectly great, but the performances are pretty outstanding, especially the woman who played Marcia Clark, who won the Emmy last night for that.
That was a moving moment.
Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson kind of said, well, that, you know, hey, I misjudged you. I saw you as this person that we were supposed to believe was this way, and when I got to meet you, I learned you. There was so much more depth to you, and so she humanized her in a way, and talked about the connection they had between them, the actress playing her and Marcia Clark herself, and it was very emotional.
And then Jimmy Kimmel had the line, "Somewhere, Johnny Cochran is looking up at us and smiling." Mm-hmm. All right, and finally,
number one.
Another Jimmy Kimmel moment.
He was good last night. It's funny.
Upset about Donald Trump. And he points the finger directly at one guy in the audience who was single-handedly mm-hmm. responsible for
traced it back.
Donald Trump being the Republican nominee.
Many have asked, who is to blame for Donald Trump, the Donald Trump phenomenon? And I'll tell you who, because he's sitting right there. That's right. That guy. Mark Burnett, the man who brought us Celebrity Apprentice. Thanks to Mark Burnett, we don't have to watch reality shows anymore because we're living in one. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for coming all the way from England to tear us all apart with your intricate plot. It worked. You sneaky little crumpet muncher, you. Who do you have lined up to fill the spot on the Supreme Court? Miley Cyrus or CeeLo? I'm going on the record right now. He's responsible. If Donald Trump gets elected and he builds that wall, the first person we're throwing over it is Mark Burnett.
It seemed almost harsh, but Mark Burnett's been interviewed. He's like, that was so great. I thought it was
awesome. Yeah, no, he loves it. He loves it. And then, and my favorite moment of the night was Jeb Bush in a cameo as an Uber driver who was driving around Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
It was great.
Who was playing President Selina Meyer. I don't know. The whole thing was confusing, but Jimmy Kimmel gets in the car and...
Hey, you're driving?
Yeah, I'm in between jobs right now. You know you can make $12 an hour driving for Uber?
I did not know that, but that's great. I have to get downtown to the Emmys.
Are you nominated?
I am, yeah.
Wow. What's that like?
It's nice. It's nice.
You think you can win?
Well, there's a lot of competition, and probably not.
Well, here's what I know. If you run a positive campaign, the voters ultimately will make the right choice.
You know, it's funny you say that. My psychic...
Jimmy, that was a joke. Get out of the car. And shave that wig off your face, you godless Hollywood hippie. Jeb exclamation point.
And he pulls off. That's great. We never saw that side of Jeb Bush when he was running.
Nope.
Humor.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Human. No.
No. Humor isn't working.
Upstage.
Nothing's working.
Constantly.
Trump's the next president. Judy. Trump's the next president. You can call me all you want at midnight tonight after the Bears lose 68-0. And try to make me feel better and it won't work.
No, I won't make you feel better.
Go ahead, bro. It's easy.
I can help you.
God. All right. It's even too dark for me. We'll talk about the Bears coming up. Kaz is going to be here. We'll also take you out to Soldier Field where Adam Hoge is standing by for what looks like it's going to be a slaughter of some form. Well, let's hope not.
So.
Is there hope?
It is not.
We'll find out if there's hope. Let's lock this thing out. Get done with that.
The top five at five.